Today marks the 75th anniversary. Today marks the 75th anniversary of the infamous Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, which plunged the United States into World War II. The shock and fear in the months following the attack also triggered a shameful, yet increasingly forgotten event in the nation's history. Concern was high that Japanese forces were planning to follow up the Pearl Harbor attack with an invasion of the West Coast. Some panicked military and civilian leaders called for Japanese immigrants and Americans of Japanese ancestry to be rounded up and moved to inland camps out of fear they might aid an invasion. Ruth Moroka of Ventura was 14 years old at the time, living with her family in a small farming community outside of Sacramento.
Sunday after Pearl Harbor, I lived in a very small Japanese community. Everybody wondered what's going to happen. We went to the stores. They all said, "Japs, keep out." And I guess that they meant us. And we were told to turn our lights off at night at a certain time. The governor thought that we would be with the Japan when they came across from Pearl Harbor.
Her parents had come to the United States from Japan in the 1920s, but she was born in the U.S. Moroka says life continued as normal for the first few months after Pearl Harbor, but then the family got some shocking news.
It was end of May, and we had 2 weeks' notice. They told us that we're going to leave and pack, and our parents told us we have to go, and we were very obedient little children and got out of school and help them pack or whatever we need to do, and we just got to follow. We didn't understand what was going on.
Were they scared?
I could feel the anxiety they all was under. What's going to happen to us? Where are we going? They did not tell us anything much.
Moroka's family, along with their neighbors, were taken by truck and train to Fresno, where what was called a civilian relocation center was set up at the county's fairgrounds. They lived there for a month in improvised housing before being told they were going to be moved to a new camp halfway across the country.
War relocation centers, as they called it. They were hastily building those, just like military barracks, except not quite as nice. From Fresno, the temporary assembly center, we were all taken to different permanent camps, and we happened to be assigned to go to Arkansas. The town was called Jerome. There was big rows of barracks, almost like black tar papers on wooden frames.
The camp was massive. 50 blocks long, surrounded by guard towers and barbed wire. At its peak, it was home to nearly 8,000 people. Moroka says kids adapted to the camp's environment much better than adults.
I think our parents and the older children, they knew because Japan had attacked Pearl Harbor. So they knew the reason why they were being shipped inland. We as little children just kind of followed along.
Jerome was home for 2 years, and then when it was being closed, they were moved to another camp. Finally, with the scare subsiding, the camps were being shut down, and families were finally being given back their freedom. Her parents decided to move the family back to Northern California and return to farming, even though they'd lost everything.
When we left, the homes foreclosed, and a lot of our furniture were taken. There was nothing for us to go home to, really. I don't believe they had any choice. My parents, being farmers, they felt that they really had no choice except to go back to their little village.
An estimated 120,000 people of Japanese ancestry were relocated and incarcerated, even though two-thirds of them were American citizens. Moroka says she isn't bitter about what occurred.
There's people that do and people that don't. And I'm one of those that didn't. My parents said, well, we couldn't help it. We came back and started all over again. Your kids went to school, became successful. We couldn't help it. We were okay. And there are others that harbor that feeling of being hated, you know.
Moroka became a nurse and says all 9 of her brothers and sisters had successful careers, making their parents proud. The December 7th anniversary of the attack makes her sad because of all the people that died, but says she and her family made the most of the hand they were dealt, even though it was unjust. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.